Dear friends, today we want to speak about the secret of sufficient grace. Often we speak about grace and we have no real understanding how this grace is working in our lives. We want to read the scripture in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 10. It's a very challenging scripture that we all know where Paul is speaking. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities or weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, my weaknesses, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong." When we believe so much that we can truly rejoice and take pleasure in all of our weaknesses, I think this is the point that the power and the strength of God can infuse into us and remain upon us. Because a true man is a person that is God indwelled and God possessed. This man will be living in the strength of another, and his gentleness and love is dwelling in this weak, broken vessel. Especially as fathers and mothers, when we deal with our children, we need to understand this principle. The original intention of Father God was that we were never supposed to live an independent and selfish life that believes we can accomplish everything to do good and to please God, especially when we come to the point of education and raising our children. But when we allow God to be possessed by Him and to be a true person where He can live His life in us, then we become truthful. And we will experience that His grace is strong in our weakness. You see, we are truthful persons when we see our weaknesses. And so often when we raise our children, when we come to the limitations in the education of our children, we see our own weakness. We see even our own failures in the lives of our children. The Apostle Paul is saying, "I have the will to do what is right, but I cannot find the power in my flesh to do it." This is the chapter Romans, 7th chapter in the book of Romans. We activate the law of sin when we look to our strength and abilities, what is in us. This is how the law of sin is activated, when we just look upon our own abilities and strengths. But the only life that pleases the Father and will lead us to a life where we really please Him is the pure life and the pure love of His dear Son. It is the exchanged life that no more I live, but Jesus who lives in me. When we live under the law of sin in our selfish and religious way, then I think roots of bitterness and inner vows and judgments will start to fill our mind and soul. And then we see the situation with our children, we see the distress, and life becomes more unbearable, and we start to dream about the future. We start to think about it will be different and better one day. Tomorrow becomes my new savior. I believe it will be okay. There will be a way out of it. It becomes my new savior instead of Jesus and His present grace that He has for me. And we need to understand that grace only operates and the presence. There's only grace for this present moment and not for the future. Of course, there is grace for the future, but the grace that the Apostle Paul is speaking also here in this chapter, 2 Corinthians 12, it speaks about the present tense grace. It says here, my grace is sufficient. It does not say it will be sufficient. When we start to think about the future, we are actually stepping outside of the realm of grace that is available for the moment. It is a strategy of the enemy to get us to step outside of grace by influencing our mind to cause us to daydream about tomorrow or to worry about the future. When a father provokes his child to wrath, now his child becomes embittered about his present situation. And this can cause that the father will look to his future life, hoping and trusting it will be better. But unfortunately, he ignores the grace in his present moment and makes an idol out of his future. His future is the false god or the idol that he starts to trust in, instead of receiving God and his grace now. His future hope causes him to not live in the now. He will start to worry about the future more and more and not appropriate the present grace. Now the child must repent of idolatry, trusting in the future hope, and start to receive grace for the present. A child that is fathered by hatred for weakness will almost always come under control and manipulation instead of godly authority. When a child is under control and dominion, they can easily enter into rebellion, which is a normal reaction to a controlling parent. As children get older, parents should give choices to their children and let them know that there will always be consequences to what they choose. Then the parents must always follow through on what they have said. If children are forced to always do what dad says, they will probably start to resent the control and pressure that is constantly put upon them. Rebellion will produce the fruit of control and manipulation is the child, and he will now start to control others, especially if they have judged their own parents for controlling them. It is so important that we understand this circle of resentment and control and manipulation and rebellion. Because rebellion is the power that destroys families today. The only way to get out of this is that we apply the present grace that the Father is giving us in every moment that we are facing when we deal with our children. So I want to encourage you, really become real in the situation where you are in. Recognize your weaknesses, recognize your limitations, and see the need of your child. His grace is sufficient for every situation, for every hardship that we are facing with our children and that we are facing in general. His grace is sufficient. It's not a future thing, it's now. The Lord bless you with His truth, and we will continue next time with another aspect, how rebellion is the way how it destroys our families and our parenthood. The Lord bless you.